This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
In Spanish, but I know that most of you didn't go and collect your earphones, so I am going to do it in English. We found out that Gina, who is supposed to be sitting here, is taking care of her mom, and she made the right decision. We women know that, right? And it's important that we hear the voice that she prepared, because this is a process that she followed to figure out with women from various places, especially from Latin America, what is it that we must be about now in the context of these conferences that we have had, the women conferences. The issue of Beijing Plus 15 has been a very, very heavy and difficult issue for us in Latin America, because we have seen very much of what Charlotte has said. I think that most of us agree that what she has presented to us is a very important reality, even as people have said. Sometimes a good friend of mine from the U.S. told me, the U.N. is not good, it's very weak. And I told her that the U.N. is an instrument, is a tool for the peoples of the world to get together. It happened that those people that come to represent us, who are our employees, because presidents are our employees and we are the government, must be led by us in each one of our countries. So the U.S., for example, in her case, has to have its citizens participating properly to have representatives in their own government and at the community of nations to make the UN the kind of instrument that is for the good of peoples and for the common goods and the care of the planet. So I think that this is very important. My name is Marta Benavides. I am from El Salvador, and I, amongst other things, created a movement in El Salvador that is called 23rd Century, Siglo 23. And that is to remind us, especially about what Charlotte has been talking about, that we are the present and the future, and whatever we plant and decisions that we make today make the future up to the seventh generation, as the indigenous people say. We have a saying around the world that says, think globally and act locally. And in our country, we understand that even as we now have a different kind of government that is kind of progressive, we have to think globally, act locally, and do it in such effectiveness that we impact globally, so that we have a different kind of personal life and a care of the planet. So it is in that context that it's important to have this discernment, which is what we are doing today. What is it? Where are we? Especially in these times of crisis. So I will read a little bit of what Gina prepared for us with the support of the women's movement in Latin America. And these are mostly feminists that took the responsibility to discern and send this information to us. But remember that we are coming from a region up to, you know, the globality. And I think that this is also very important, because it is time that we really correct the colonial history that we have, where, you know, the South has been very, very invisible. And at this point, all the crises have to be seen from the South that is in the South and the South that is in the North. So one of the things that Gina is sharing with us, he says that in terms of Beijing, there came from Latin America and Caribbean region a powerful movement, well-articulated, politically orientated, and it was a very major contribution to the processes. Gina was the coordinator of the NGO forum, and it was a very strong process that we followed. But when we look at governments, for example, we concluded that that in many governments, they have developed the institutionalization of gender, greater equality before the laws, policies of positive discrimination, laws against domestic, physical, and sexual violence. They have achieved better educational balance, and in continuing conflict with the church authorities and state bureaucracy, they have, in some rare cases, achieve the recognition of sexual and reproductive rights, including the right to decide over one's own body. These advances in the recommendations of the Platform for Action have, without doubt, expanded the understanding of democratic possibilities, but they have failed to break the vicious circle of multiple exclusions that women experience. So what has happened in these 15 years? There is a constant understanding from Latin American and Caribbean feminists that even though we have had all these processes that have been very important, very little has really been accomplished. That progress has been uneven, partial, fragmented, with no real process of accumulation or harmonization between the various critical areas of the Platform for Action. Therefore, we at Viva Beijing arrived at Beijing Plus 15 in a very particular and unpromising situation for women in our region, which can be as a context for the global green wave. Glaring setbacks in democracy, as in the coup d'etat happened in Honduras, which is an ethical and political drama. Also the situation in Haiti, and just yesterday, the situation in Chile. We see that, in fact, even though there are many weaknesses, there is huge feminist solidarity. And many things have been accomplished, but we now have to see where we are at this moment. We move in these 15 years slowly in all areas, in all matters relating to effective redistribution of power and resources. One of the major advances is in the area of political participation. However, this increased growth is important, but has little corollary for social equality and equity between women and men. It must be said, however, that Latin America has certainly had one gain, the Regional Action Plan of the ECLAC, which is the Women's Unit of the UN, a body which has led to greater institutionalization and has been continually open to the proposals and opinions of civil society, to women and feminist movements. We must now address the Millennium Goals, which radically lower the heights that were dramatically agreed in Beijing, and which, despite having been accepted much more enthusiastically by the states, without any attempt to implement the Platform of Action as a prerequisite to any real achievement, it seems that we are not going to be able to reach the 2015 deadline. This faces us with growing and insoluble and even heightened tension between democracy and economic development, the rights of citizens and market interests. The regulations and public policies undertaken by governments in realizing the Platform for Action recommendations have been formulated according to the neoliberal capitalist model in the region. This has consecrated the triumph of the market over citizenship and the economy over politics, tending to reinforce the process of privatization and the growing alienation of citizen interests. And this has led to low intensity and fragile democracies with weak democratic institutions. Under these conditions, it appears that participation became much more functional for the legitimization of governments and to channel social conflicts than to produce real progress in public policy and its implementation in rights. These increasing weaknesses of the social commitment of states, which have shifted the responsibilities in this field to the private arena, has adversely impacted the lives and citizen rights for the majority of the population and have been particularly severe for women. Privatization of the social increases their workloads in the home, since they must supply the services the government no longer provides, and this without achieving recognition of their contribution to reproduction, to the care economy, the primary and fundamental role for the production of human life. In these 15 years, compliance with the Platform of Action by states has also failed to take into account the multi-ethnic, multi-class, multicultural nature of the Latino Caribbean region, in the case of our region. Most importantly, the recognition of cultural diversity, marginally referred to begins to become an increasingly urgent issue of the Platform for Action, which is to meet the needs of all women. To not do this ignores the existence of a female subject which has differentiated, racialized, sexualized, multicultural, and multi-ethnic characteristics. This struggle for recognition as a social and political subject, one of the empowering recommendations of the Platform for Action, seems not to have impacted on the logic of state. And this is a tremendous challenge, politically, ideologically, and unethical, underpinning one of the most vital features of citizenship, its permanent expansion in the light of new risks, new rights, new subjects and social actors, indicating new dimensions of citizenship previously unconsidered, ignored, or invisible. This applies to the ethnic dimensions of citizenship, sexual citizenship, global citizenship, all of them generally ignored. And ecological citizenship, finally threatened by neglect and by the unethical behavior of the powerful states which risk the destruction of the planet for the benefit of capital. We check in two times. The most dramatic fact is, however, that we arrive at Beijing plus 15 during a multiple exponential crisis, speculative, financial, economic, ecological, and that this, by this magnitude and multiplicity, can be considered a civilization crisis, which is provoking deep and growing criticism and the devastation of socio-economic impacts of a hegemonic model and its logic of accumulation, productivist, predatory, exploitative, patriarchal racism. It likewise provokes criticism of the dimensions of poverty in daily life, of the dehumanization of the world by technocrats and the loss of autonomy, the repressive authoritarianism of the hierarchical powers, and the conception of democracy reduced to its primary expression, representation. And then, we cannot ask, as they claim, implementation, the recommendation of the Platform for Action, or even the Millennium Goals, the supposed eradication of poverty, with an economic growth model that prioritizes investment, the removal and destruction of natural resources, attempts to control the natural commons like water, or to continuously violate human rights to land and territory, which in Latin America is destroying their ecosystems. This in turn is generating historical demonstrations, but also major massacres all over. All these struggles also have a female face. Under these conditions, it is not enough to speak only of the progress of women alone, rather than together with all these other dimensions at a crucial time when we face the urgent need to change our analytical perspective oriented to human development in harmony with nature. In this perspective, democracy, that the living substance of the Platform for Action, goes beyond an impact only on state spaces. It means addressing the political culture as well, helping to generate new voices and proposals from civil society to achieve the Platform for Action, also in the concrete realities of women in their great diversity, their public and everyday lives. For this, we need the existence of an autonomous regional and global movement with its own agendas, making the Platform for Action a powerful and empowering tool of political subjects and social movements, addressing not only the state but also civil society, not only quantitative presence, but changes in the political culture of society and which clear mechanism of participation in a reformed UN and in the new architecture of gender. This is what we prepare for Latin America. This is the first time I'm reading it for you. I hope it makes sense. Thank you.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.